Singer-songwriter Bat McGrath died in October of cancer. He was 73. But his memory lives on. This Saturday, Bat's life will be remembered at a memorial at Loving Cup Bistro and Brews. WXXI's Jeff Spivak spoke with former collaborator and longtime friend Don Potter about McGrath's life, music, and legacy.
I really feel like the public go through cycles of really listening and then go through cycles where it's just make the beat strong and don't bother me.
That's Don Potter talking about music that really says something. For decades, Rochester hasn't thought of Bat McGrath without thinking of Don Potter, or Don Potter without Bat McGrath. They met as teenagers growing up in Glens Falls, but it was after a move to Rochester in the mid-1960s that they found their sound. The Vietnam War was raging, college campuses were in an uproar, and young people were demanding answers.
That particular time was going into a real strong, I want to hear something. I want the music to state something. I want the lyric to state something. I want to feel.
Those were special times for Rochester's music scene. The Mangionis, Tony Levin, Steve Gadd, all these great musicians crossing paths, and Bat and Potter were right in the middle of it. By the mid-1970s, they drifted apart. Yet eventually, both ended up in the same place, Nashville. Potter was the musical director for the Judds, and he showed them one of Bat's songs.
I talked to the girls one day about a song he had co-written with Billy Hirsch called Come Some Rainy Day. And I said, you need to hear this tune.
We move on, put those dreams away, thinking that we'll find them come some rainy day.
So Winona just sat and wept when she heard that Come Some Rainy Day. That really struck her and recorded it and did a great job, and it was a hit for her, and a hit for Bat.
When Bat and Potter were inducted separately into the Rochester Music Hall of Fame in 2013, their onstage reunion as a duo was a stunning musical highlight of the night.
We laughed a lot, and we were happy, to play together, because we had rehearsal. We rehearsed together. Last thing either one of us ever want to do is to besmirch the years that we did play in Rochester with a half-baked version of a song.
Potter was in Rochester last December to perform at a Christmas concert with the Rochester Philharmonic Orchestra. After rehearsals, Bat called him. He wanted Potter to know, before hearing it from someone else, that he was dying of cancer.
We talked back and forth a few times, after that, and then we cut a song. He said, I just want to, there's my bucket list, and I want to record the Everly Brothers song, which we used to sing together when we were kids. Let It Be Me.
Don't take this heaven from one. If you must cling to someone, now and forever. Let it be me.
Bat's longtime friends, musicians, and producers weren't going to let him get away with just one song. They joined Bat to assemble a collection of a few recent live recordings, new versions of old songs, and vintage McGrath. His song of jealousy, The Spy, his tribute to a favorite bar near Branchport, Blue Eagle. And of course, Come Some Rainy Day. 19 in all. A CD released in April and simply titled Bat McGrath. Jeff Spivak, WXXI News.